Support comes from St. Louis Public Library Foundation, helping the library serve children and their families with programs and services needed to become lifelong readers. More information about the foundation is at slpl.org.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Sheriff Vernon Betts will leave office after 8 years. Betts lost his bid for re-election to Alfred Montgomery in the August primary. Known for his colorful personality and controversies that have come with it, Betts has always spoken highly about serving St. Louis. STLPR visuals editor Brian Munoz sat down with Sheriff Betts, who reflected on his career in the St. Louis Sheriff's Department, his time at the helm, working alongside fellow St. Louis City leadership, and what he's looking forward to after December 31st, his last day on the job. Here's Brian Munoz.
Sheriff Betts, can you speak about what motivated you to go into law enforcement?
Yes, I can. Actually, when I got to the Sheriff's Department as a St. Louis Sheriff deputy, just seeing the things that were going on at the Sheriff's Department kind of got me inquisitive about law enforcement. And then just the Sheriff's Department itself needed a lot of work. Now, I come there from corporate life, so I saw a big difference in how they operated and the lack of efficiency at the Sheriff's Department versus how things were at Ameren. And I said, oh, this place needs to be revamped. So I was motivated to stay there and try to make the Sheriff's Department a better place. Matter of fact, I sat down with my mother after having gotten hired at the Sheriff's Department. I was there for about 2 months, and I really hated the place. And I went to my mother and I said, no, I think I'm going to leave there and go teach school. And my mother says to me, she says, wait a minute, son, wait a minute. I prayed about this and somebody there needs you. You're not working for the money. Stay there and make a difference.
So you seem to be the longest serving black sheriff in the state of Missouri so far.
Yes.
You made history as St. Louis's first black sheriff.
Yes.
I mean, those are pretty monumental and historic pieces of, you know, your life.
Uh-huh.
What do those mean to you?
Means a whole lot. So actually, there was a person before me, Benjamin Goins, but Benjamin Goins was appointed, but then he didn't stay in the office very long. And so I was the first elected black sheriff. I mean, anytime you are the first of anything, it adds a lot of notoriety, but also a lot of pressure for you to be the trendsetter, for you to be the person that sets the bar and all that kind of stuff. I had a standard that I had to live up to. But consequently, because of the way I was, my upbringing, my parents, you know, I said they had to work hard in school and all that. And I am a Christian, and I had that Christian background. You had to do the right thing, and so I've carried that mantle since I started of just doing the right thing, because I know I got people looking at me. I'm standing here. I'm the trendsetter for a lot of folks, and I'm the hero for a lot of folks. And when I started out, I had a lot of people were really excited about me being the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, and I appreciate all those people that supported me.
Looking back at your time in office, what are you the most proud of?
The thing that I am most proud of is the relationships that I've been able to build as the sheriff of the city of St. Louis. The sheriff department in the city of St. Louis was kind of a dumbed down bunch of guys, you know, that didn't know what they were doing. We didn't have any specific skills that we'd acquire. The sheriff department was made up of people that the previous sheriff had just pulled off the street. I thought it was time for us to improve the quality of not just the people that we hire. So I tried to hire folks who had some skill, and then along with hiring people with skill, we knew that we were going to get these people the best training that we could get. So I'm really, really proud of having trained a lot of those guys and a lot of those guys, ladies and gentlemen, who were with the sheriff department, who have gone other places. They've gone because they've been able to get the top-level training. Before I got there, a St. Louis sheriff deputy had never been post-certified, which is the highest level of training that you can get in law enforcement. I'm extremely proud of having gotten that accolade for the St. Louis Sheriff Department. We were not even considered a legitimate law enforcement agency until I got there. And when I got there, I petitioned the governor, who signed the bill for us to become a legitimate law enforcement agency. And then after we were classified as a legitimate law enforcement agency, I was able then to get those guys into post-certification classes.
What would you say were some of the biggest challenges in the office with your staff or during your tenure?
Well, the biggest challenge was the challenge of, you know, keeping a consistent workforce, keeping only one time in the 8 years at the Sheriff Department was I able to get to my quota that I was budgeted. And that only lasted for about 4 months. But for the 8 years, basically, I was below staff. I always worked with a decreased staff, and I couldn't get the courts and City Hall to understand how important it is in law enforcement for you to be fully staffed. And I think if you talk to other law enforcement agencies, they'll tell you that that's one of the big issues in law enforcement, especially in this late atmosphere after the situation with George Floyd. It's hard to get people to come work in law enforcement. People frown upon working in law enforcement. So it's been a real grind, and especially with me, because I didn't have the money to offer people to come and work. So that's been my biggest challenge, is just getting people to come to the sheriff department and then getting them to stay. And so it's been a real grind. It's been a real pain, actually.
Especially when you look at other agencies surrounding, even you've mentioned in the past, correctional officers, other folks in the city of St. Louis, and let alone surrounding counties, and seeing what their pay skills are. I'm sure it's challenging.
It's very challenging. I don't think the citizens out there realize that the St. Louis Sheriff Department is the lowest paid law enforcement agency in the St. Louis region, starting off at $34.6. But we can go just next door. The correctional officers start off at 40-something, 42 or something, 45. A correctional officer makes more than a sheriff deputy. That's unconscionable if you look at the work that we do compared to what they do. So I've always had that issue with my deputies looking across the fence, as we would say, to where the grass might be greener. The closest agency to the St. Louis Sheriff Department would be the St. Louis Police Department. And St. Louis Police Department starts off at 52, I think, or 56, something like that. And there we are starting off at 34. We're almost $10,000 below the next agency. So I've had about 11 or 12 of my deputies leave me and go to the St. Louis Police Department. I mean, I've had a slew of them to leave in the 8 years that I've been there. And you can't get mad at these folks, because everybody wants to make a better living.
What have been some of the more challenging moments during your 8 years leading the department?
More challenging? Well, of course, one of the most challenging moments was when we had to go into the jails to subdue the riot. You know, that was really gut-wrenching. You got all this, you know, you've seen this on the news, and them burning the place up and throwing stuff down, and you don't know if they have weapons, which they did have weapons, and you got to go in, and your guys got to go in and retrieve those weapons from those guys, and everybody's calling everybody dirty names, and sheriff department, you ain't this, you ain't that, and we're going to kill you, and we're going to do this to you. And we got to go in and bring everything to order, which we've done, like I said, five times. But my folks were eager to show that they could do the job. And so, like I said, five times, we had these riots that we went in, and that was really, really probably the most gut-wrenching time as the sheriff of the city of St. Louis. And then, of course, personnel. I've had two or three deputies to actually to die on us while we're working. That's always heartbreaking when you have an employee to pass away while on the job. So that brings about a lot of tension and hurt.
Sheriff, you seem to be someone who doesn't hesitate to say what you're thinking.
Yes.
Do you regret anything you've said during your career?
Yes. I do regret some of the things that I have said in my career, only because they really were not nice things to say, and I don't care. I'm not the best person in the world, but I'm not the meanest person either, and you always want people to think highly of you, and I think that's what has hurt me a little bit. My opponents have been able to capture me in one of those moments where I wasn't being as nice as I should have been, and I've said some things, but what bothers me about that whole scenario is that the people will right off the bat start pointing fingers and blaming you and don't ask you, well, what motivated you to go off the deep end like that? Or I've had people say to me, well, Vern, I know what you said wasn't the best thing, but I know you as a person, and I know that you wouldn't be telling somebody that you're going to kick their you know what if they weren't bothering you. And so, yes, along with that, as I think about that question, I have a church that I'm a member of, and I'm very highly respected in my church. And I hate when my church folk hear me say stuff that I should not have said. And then even more importantly, my family, who are all Christians and stuff, and my sister really gets upset when she hear me use bad language on the news. And she says it detracts from the impeccability that they expect me to have as a sheriff. So, yeah, there are some things I regret. I apologize to St. Louis for some things, but I'm, and no excuses, I was about to say, but I'm human, but that's no excuse. You got to just stay prayerful, well, number one, and try to stay in the Spirit of God, and so that you can walk in the Spirit of God, and so sometimes it's difficult to do.
What do you think Alfred should prioritize as he takes over the role?
He should prioritize just making sure that he has the people that he needs to get the job done. And that's going to be one of his biggest issues right off the bat, because we are so short-staffed and we don't have all the manpower. And maybe he can build a better relationship with the judges, and they can help give a little more support in helping him get the number of people he needs. Got to have the manpower to get the job done. That's what I would ask him to focus on right off the bat, getting enough people to make sure all the jobs are filled.
Looking back at your tenure, what do you hope your legacy will be in the sheriff's office, and how do you want to be remembered by the people of St. Louis?
Well, I just want the people to know that Vernon Betts did the best that he could do with what he had to work with. I did my best. I want people to be able to say, hey, when I came across the path of Vernon Betts, Vernon Betts helped me out. And that's so back to my mother when she said, stay there and make a difference. I want people to say, well, may not have been the nicest person all the time, but he made a difference.
Your last day in office is December 31st. What do you plan to do after that?
So I'm thinking about taking a couple of classes, culinary classes. I want to get my degree in theology, so I want to go. I've already gone out to Eaton Seminary to see what it's going to cost me. I'd like to try to work that in. I'd like to just do a little more work. I'm an executive board member of the NAACP, a member of the Urban League. Do a little bit more work around my community and just that kind of stuff. And then maybe find me a little part-time job. I don't need a whole lot of money, but a little part-time job. I either want to get me a job at the ballpark. I'm an avid Cardinal fan, and I want to be one of those ushers. I can stand there and tell people where to sit and watch the ball game. Or I love the smell of fresh-cut wood. I want to get me a job at Home Depot working, you know, stuff like that. So I'm not fretting about not being at work because I'm just that kind of person. I'll keep myself pretty busy.
Do you see yourself continuing to be involved in public service or politics in some form, possibly, in the future?
Well, I would like to. The wife wants me to come home and rock the grandbabies and have fun and travel. You know, I'd like to keep my eyes on what's going on politically. If in my neighborhood we can't come up with a good alderman, I wouldn't mind running for alderman of my neighborhood. You know, now, to be honest with the citizens of St. Louis, if I had won the sheriff's race this time, I had already made plans that I was going to run for mayor. I'm not happy with that particular office. I'm going to keep my eyes on that, and if I have to do something like that in order to help the city of St. Louis become a better city, I'll run for office. And if I win, I win. If I don't, I don't. But I'll do my best if I can.
Do you believe you got a fair shake during your time in office?
Well, I think when you say a fair shake, you almost have to kind of qualify that. I think I was given an opportunity, and I think whatever I accomplished, I know that I could have done more if I had more folks cooperating with me. I don't think the judges did all that they could have done to help me. We worked together. I don't think City Hall, you know, I asked the mayor for equipment. And just the other day, we had a fight in the hallway, and my deputy, the bailiff, went out, and he didn't have a mace or a taser, and the judge then turned around and jumped on me. And I jumped back at her and said, "Judge, this is what I've been telling you. I don't have all the equipment that I need, but I've gone to the mayor, and the mayor tells me that the stuff I'm asking for is military stuff." No, it's not, mayor. It's standard-issued equipment that my folk need to do the job. So I don't think I've gotten all the support from the judges, all of the support from City Hall, all of the financing that we should have gotten to make that place a better place. And I don't think my people, lastly, have been paid what they should have been paid. And it could have been. So for those reasons, I think I appreciate the city of St. Louis giving me the opportunity. I really thank the citizens of St. Louis for that. We could have did more, I think.
That was Sheriff Vernon Betts in conversation with STLPR Visuals editor Brian Munoz. Betts served St. Louis City as sheriff for 8 years. His last day in that role is December 31st. This episode was produced by Brian Munoz.
Podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.